You've probably tried to tone your arms before. Maybe you even started strong, but then the motivation faded and the results felt too slow and you gave up. Sound familiar? In this episode, I'm exposing the three sneaky reasons women quit on their arms and how to finally stop so you can finish this year stronger, prouder, and with the arms you love.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about why women give up on their arms. And I'm going to say something that might sting a little. Most of the time, it's not that the program didn't work. It's that we stopped working it. I hear it all the time. I tried to tone my arms, I lifted weights, I tracked my protein, and it just failed. But here's the truth, my friends. It didn't fail. You decided to stop. Maybe you did it consciously and you were at peace with your reasons, or maybe you told yourself, this just didn't work. But if we're being real here, it was giving up. Now listen, I'm not saying failure doesn't happen. It does. You'll miss workouts. You'll have weeks where nothing changes in the mirror. But failure is just part of the process. It's data. It's a step. It's not the end. The end only comes when you decide you're done. And I want to push you on this because so many women treat giving up as if it's the natural next step after a struggle. I didn't see results in 6 weeks, so I guess that's that. No, that's not serving you. That's cutting yourself off from the sculpted arms you say you want. You've done this before in other areas, right? Maybe with a diet, maybe with a goal outside of fitness. You set the target, you tried, it got hard, you didn't see the win fast enough, so you told yourself it failed, but it didn't. You stopped showing up. And that's exactly what we're going to unpack today. The habit of giving up and why it's the very thing keeping you stuck with soft arms instead of sculpted ones. Giving up is what happens when we stop consciously trying to shape these arms. Let me just say this. It's normal. It's actually what your brain wants you to do. And here's why. Your brain's number one job is not to give you sculpted triceps or sleek shoulders. Its job is to keep you alive with the least amount of effort possible. It's wired to save energy, to avoid risk, and to do the bare minimum. If something big comes along, you've got reserves. That primitive part of your brain literally thinks, hey, we're still breathing, still standing, not dead. So why waste energy curling dumbbells? That's why anytime you try to push for something new, whether it's getting stronger, tightening up your arms, or even just being more consistent in your workouts, your brain freaks out. It's like, why are we doing this? The way that we've been living has kept us alive. Why rock the boat? So when you feel that tug of resistance, when you hear the little voice say, "Ugh, do we really need to do this workout today? Can't we just skip it?" That's not you being lazy. That's your brain doing what it was designed to do. And here's where I need you to listen closely. Don't beat yourself up for the times you've given in to that voice. It doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean you need more willpower or discipline. You're not broken. You're human with a totally normal, totally healthy brain. But here's the good news, okay? Once you understand this, once you stop shaming yourself and start seeing what's really happening, you can catch it in real time. You can say, oh, I see you, brain. Thanks for trying to keep me safe, but I'm still picking up these dumbbells. That's how we stop the cycle of giving up, not by bullying ourselves, but by understanding what's happening and choosing differently. Let's talk about the first reason we give up. We have zero patience. And I don't say that to be mean. I say it because it's true for almost all of us. We start something like toning our arms and we expect results now. We want to see a cut in our tricep by next week. We want the jiggle gone yesterday. And when that doesn't happen, we decide it's not working and we quit. But girlfriend, that's not how the body works. Sculpted arms are not Amazon Prime. You don't just order them, click buy now, and get them in 2 days. And yet, that's what our brains have been trained to expect. Netflix, Hulu, DoorDash, everything about our world screams instant gratification. Think about it. Remember those cereal box prizes as a kid? You'd clip the proof of purchase, mail it in, and wait 6 to 8 weeks for some little piece of plastic junk to show up. We were fine with that, right? We'd actually look forward to it. Now, can you even imagine telling a kid today they have to wait 2 months for something? They'd be like, forget it. That's dumb. And honestly, aren't we the same way? If Amazon says, sorry, it's not arriving until Friday instead of Wednesday, we're mad. We want our stuff in 48 hours or less. And Amazon's over there working on drones to get it to us in 2 hours. Here's the problem though. Your arms don't work on Amazon Prime delivery. Fast food arms don't exist. You can't roll through the drive-thru and order sculpted biceps with a side of confidence. The results you want, the toned, defined, strong arms that actually make you feel proud, those don't come in 2 days. They come from showing up over and over for weeks and months. And yeah, that can feel maddening when you've been trained to expect speed. But here's the reframe. The things that take longer are always the ones that create the deepest sense of pride and accomplishment. Quick hits of instant gratification never give you lasting joy. But when you stick it out, when you earn those arms, you get something Amazon can't deliver. Confidence, resilience, and proof that you can do hard things. So here's the thing. It's not just about showing up to a workout or eating more protein. It's about evolving into the kind of woman who has toned arms. And that doesn't happen overnight. Your brain is neuroplastic, right? It can change, it can rewire, but it doesn't change at Amazon Prime speed. It changes at human speed. So let me give you an example. Back when I lived in Cedar Rapids with my kids, right before I married Joe, I worked for this amazing dentist downtown. And in 2008, a massive flood destroyed our office. So we had to move up the hill, okay? The new place was only a few minutes away. But for weeks afterward, my brain would automatically start driving to the old office. I'd get halfway down the road before realizing, wait, I don't work here anymore. That's exactly how habits work. You've been running the same drive to the old office loop in your brain for years, whether that's skipping workouts, grabbing snacks at night, or talking yourself out of finishing a plan. And the only way to rewire it is to redirect your brain over and over until the old pathway fades and the new one takes over. This is why building toned arms, or any big result, takes repetition. You're not just sculpting muscle. You're literally sculpting your brain, and it takes time. It takes rerouting those automatic thoughts. Instead of, oh, I'll just skip today, it becomes, nope, I'll show up for my arms. Instead of, this is too slow, it becomes, I'm building something that lasts. Same with food. Maybe you've got an old pathway that screams Big Mac, fries, Diet Dr. Pepper, let's go. That loop is strong because you've rewarded it for years. But when you start redirecting to, say, a homemade burger that makes you feel energized, eventually that new loop becomes the one your brain runs on autopilot. And yeah, it feels awkward at first. It feels slower than you want. But the longer you practice, the easier it gets. And one day you look up and realize your brain isn't even tempted by the old office, the old habit, the old shortcut. It's fully on board with the new one. That's how arms are built. That's how any lasting change happens. Not with one big effort, but with hundreds of tiny redirections until the new path is the only one your brain wants to take. Here's the bottom line. We are not patient. We want toned arms in 6 weeks, abs by summer, and we think if it doesn't happen fast, it's not working. And when the brain sees that, it throws up its hands like, why even bother? This is hard. This is uncomfortable. Let's just go back to what's easy. And just like that, you're back on autopilot, doing the same old thing that's kept you stuck. But here's the truth. If you're willing to be patient, really patient, if you're willing to let it take as long as it takes, you are 100% capable of creating amazing changes. Arms, health, confidence, the whole thing. So what do we do about this built-in impatience? We hack it. Think of these as little human being hacks. Because no, I'm not telling you to cancel Amazon Prime or stop watching Netflix. Keep them, okay? They're fun. But when it comes to your arms, you need a way to trick your brain into staying in the game, okay? And here's the hack. You've got to create ways to see progress. Your brain loves evidence. It loves proof. If it can't see anything happening, it'll tell you, see, this isn't working. Stop wasting your energy. Think about it. If you're trying to lose weight and the scale doesn't budge, it's tough to stay motivated. Same with arms. If you're just flexing in the mirror every day looking for an overnight miracle, you'll give up fast. But if you track something, your strength going up, the weights you're lifting, the number of push-ups you can do, even progress pics, suddenly your brain sees, oh, wow, this is working. That's what makes you willing to keep showing up, even when it's hard, even when it's slow. So don't just rely on feeling it. Build in proof. Create progress markers. That's how you outsmart your impatient brain and keep moving toward the arms you actually want. This really hit me the other day when Joe and I were traveling. We got to the airport and the security line was massive. I'm talking the longest line I'd ever seen. But here's the thing. It moved fast, like shockingly fast. We went from the very back to the front in about 20 minutes. And I kept saying to Joe, this doesn't even feel bad because the line is moving. And it got me thinking, isn't it funny how we'd all rather be in a long line that keeps moving than in a short line that barely creeps forward. Even if that short line technically takes less time, it feels worse. It feels frustrating. Why? Because our brains love progress. And this is exactly how your arms journey works. You might look in the mirror and think, oh, nothing's happening. I'm wasting my time. But if you give your brain proof, like tracking your reps, your weights, or even your consistency, it's like being in the long line that keeps moving. Your brain relaxes because it can see you're getting closer to the front, even if it's not instant. Now, here's the kicker. Whether the line moves fast or slow, you're going to get through security eventually if you just stay in it. Same with your arms. If you don't quit, you will get the result. But your brain will throw tantrums in the slow line. It'll say, this is taking forever. You'll never get there. Might as well leave. And that's how most women give up. They step out of the line right before they were about to make it through. So your job, stay in the line. And better yet, make the line feel like it's moving by showing yourself progress markers. That's how you keep your brain on board and stop it from convincing you to quit. Because here's the thing, when it comes to money or weight loss, the progress markers feel obvious, right? Money shows up in your bank account, the number on the scale goes down, but arms are trickier. You don't always see the definition right away, even though things are happening under the surface. I can't tell you how many women I've coached who've made insane progress, right? Lifting heavier weights, improving their form, staying consistent. But because they don't see cuts in their arms in the mirror, they tell themselves it's not working. And then they quit. But what if it is working? What if you're inching forward in that airport line and you just can't feel it because you're measuring working in the wrong way? It's like turning on the hose for the first time in the summer, right? The water's gotta travel through all those twists and coils before it finally pours out of the end. If you shut it off right before that first drip, you miss everything you were waiting for. And I see women do that all the time with their arms. They quit right before the payoff. This is why you've got to track progress in ways that your brain can't ignore. Can you lift a heavier dumbbell than you could last month? Do push-ups feel more controlled? Are you showing up consistently 3 days a week? That is progress. That is the line moving forward. Because if you only ever measure progress by, do my arms look sculpted yet? You'll talk yourself into believing it's not working and step out of line too soon. And listen, that's the only way you don't get the result you want. So here's your job. Find ways to monitor and celebrate the progress that's happening right now, not just the final look you're chasing. That's how you keep your brain calm and keep yourself in the long game enough to actually see the arms you want. One of the best tricks straight out of the medical world. Ever been in the hospital and had a nurse ask you, what's your pain level on a scale of 1 to 10? They're not just asking to be nice. They're tracking progress. If your pain was at a 7 and now it's at a 5, that's progress. If they know it'll spike after a procedure, that's expected. But they're always watching for movement. You can do the exact same thing with your arms. Ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how's my consistency? How's my strength? How's my discipline? Some weeks it'll go up and some weeks it'll dip. But if the overall trend is moving forward, you're on track. And your brain needs to see that. It's proof you're making progress even before you've gotten the cut definition that you want. Now, let's talk about the second big reason women give up. We're not willing to fail. And this one gets almost everybody. Failure has been sold to us as something shameful, right? In school, failure got you an F. It benched you from the team. It meant you weren't good enough. But here's what I wish someone had told us when we were young. Failing because something is hard is actually the best thing that you can do. It's how you learn. It's how you grow. It's how you build strength, not just in your arms, but in your whole life. Now, don't get me wrong, failure because you quit, because you didn't show up, because you walked away, that's a different kind of failure. That's the one you want to work on, right? But failure because you pushed yourself and didn't nail it yet, that's gold. That's where the growth happens. But most women don't want that. They want the magic solution. They want the 30-day arm challenge, the quick hack, the guarantee that they'll never fall flat. They want the no-fail plan. And sure, sometimes you'll follow steps A through Z and it clicks. But if that really worked, everyone would have toned arms by now. And you and I both know that's not reality. The truth is, the road to sculpted arms requires failure. You have to be willing to try, mess up, adjust, and try again. You have to let yourself be bad before you get good. And yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it feels like it's taking too long. But the only way you lose is if you make failure mean something it doesn't. So here's your brain hack. Stop treating failure like it's a problem. It's just part of the process. The faster you're willing to fail, the faster you'll figure out what works for you. That's how you keep moving forward instead of giving up. All right, let's talk about the third and final reason we give up. We don't set clear benchmarks before we let our brain start second-guessing everything. Here's what I see over and over again. You make a decision, right? You're going to tone your arms, follow a plan, eat more protein, lift consistently. And at first, you're pumped, you're motivated. But in a few weeks, and suddenly your brain starts whispering, "Is this really working? Did I pick the right program? Maybe I should try that other one I saw on Instagram. Maybe I'm not cut out for this." Sound familiar? That's second guessing. And if you don't have a benchmark in place, you'll give into it. Sometimes that looks like literally quitting. Other times it can look like spinning in circles, staying stuck because you keep changing the plan instead of actually following it through. So here's the hack. Set a benchmark goal before you ever let yourself reconsider. I just had a client who decided she wanted to increase her weights by 10 pounds. So I asked her, how long are you committing before you let your brain negotiate? And she said, 6 weeks. Okay, perfect. That means when her brain says, this isn't working, maybe you picked the wrong plan, she can say, nope, we stick with this for 6 weeks. Then we'll talk. Do you see how powerful that is? By doing that, you stop constantly switching programs and chasing shiny objects. Instead, you're forced to actually change yourself, right? To become the kind of woman who can stick with something long enough to see results. That's how you build strength, not just in your arms, but in your identity. Because let's be honest, without benchmarks, it's way too easy to just decide you're not feeling it, or you're not passionate, or it's not the right time. But that's not making a conscious choice. That's giving up. And giving up is the only way you'll guarantee you don't get the arms that you want. So here's my challenge for you. Pick your benchmark. 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it is, commit to it fully. Don't renegotiate with your brain until you get there. If at the end you still don't love it, fine, you can walk away, but don't let impatience or self-doubt trick you into quitting before you've even given yourself a chance to succeed. Because the end of the year is near, my friend. This is the season where most people check out, coast, and tell themselves they'll start fresh in January, but not you. This is not the time to step out of line and give up on yourself. If you're ready to commit and push through the second guessing, I promise you, you'll head into the new year stronger, prouder, and with arms that prove it. And when that doubt creeps back in, just remember, you've got me, okay? Your arm coach right here, ready to walk you through it.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.